Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace IELTS speaking, describing your favorite nature spot. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates tackle the topic, describe a place where you like to go to enjoy nature. This theme frequently appears in IELTS speaking tests and is likely to remain popular. Let's explore how to excel in this task, focusing on strategies to achieve a high band score. Part 1. Introduction and interview. In part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about nature and outdoor activities. Here are some common questions. Do you like spending time in nature? How often do you visit natural places? What's your favorite outdoor activity? Are there many natural areas near your home? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer, band 8-9. Absolutely, I'm a huge fan of spending time in nature. There's something incredibly rejuvenating about being surrounded by greenery and fresh air. I find it's a perfect antidote to the hustle and bustle of city life, allowing me to recharge my batteries and gain a fresh perspective on things. Part 2. Long-term, cue card. Here's a typical cue card for this topic. Describe a place where you like to go to enjoy nature. You should say where it is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why you like this place. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a beautiful park near my home. It's called Green Valley Park, and it's about a 15-minute walk from my house. I try to go there at least once a week, usually on weekends when I have more free time. When I'm there, I usually take long walks along the trails. There's a small lake in the center of the park where I sometimes sit and read a book or just enjoy the view. In the summer, I often have picnics with my friends there. I really like this place because it's so peaceful and quiet. It's a great escape from the noise of the city. The fresh air and green surroundings help me relax and clear my mind. It's also a good place for exercise, which is important for my health. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd be delighted to share with you my favorite natural retreat. A hidden gem nestled in the heart of the countryside, about an hour's drive from my city. This picturesque location is a secluded valley flanked by rolling hills and bisected by a crystal clear stream. I make it a point to visit this idyllic spot at least once a month, more frequently during the summer months when the weather is particularly conducive to outdoor activities. Each visit is an opportunity to immerse myself in nature's bounty and recharge my batteries. When I'm there, I engage in a variety of activities that allow me to fully appreciate the natural beauty surrounding me. I often embark on invigorating hikes along the well-maintained trails, which offer breathtaking vistas of the valley below. On particularly clear days, I indulge in some amateur photography, attempting to capture the ethereal quality of the landscape. Sometimes, I simply find a quiet spot by the stream to meditate or practice mindfulness, allowing the soothing sounds of nature to wash over me. What makes this place truly special to me is its ability to provide a profound sense of tranquility and connection with the natural world. The unspoiled beauty of the landscape serves as a powerful reminder of the importance of environmental conservation. Moreover, the sheer diversity of flora and fauna in the area never fails to instill a sense of wonder in me. It's a place where I can escape the trappings of modern life and find solace in the simplicity and grandeur of nature. Each visit leaves me feeling rejuvenated and grounded, ready to face the challenges of everyday life with renewed energy and perspective. Follow-up questions. What changes have you noticed in this place over time? Do you think it's important for people to spend time in nature? Why? Sample answer, band 8-9. For question 2. I firmly believe that spending time in nature is crucial for people's overall well-being. In our increasingly urbanized and digitally dominated world, reconnecting with nature serves as a vital counterbalance to the stresses of modern life. Firstly, nature exposure has been scientifically proven to reduce stress levels and improve mental health. The tranquil environments found in natural settings can lower cortisol levels and blood pressure, promoting a sense of calm and relaxation. Moreover, spending time outdoors encourages physical activity, which is essential for maintaining good health. Whether it's hiking, cycling, or simply walking, these activities contribute to cardiovascular health and overall fitness. Nature also provides a unique opportunity for mindfulness and introspection. In the absence of constant digital distractions, people can focus on the present moment, fostering greater self-awareness and clarity of thought. Lastly, regular interaction with nature can cultivate a greater appreciation for the environment, potentially leading to more eco-conscious behaviors. This is particularly pertinent in our current climate crisis, as it may inspire individuals to take action in protecting our planet. In essence, I believe that immersing ourselves in nature is not just a luxury, but a necessity for maintaining a balanced, healthy lifestyle in the modern world. Part 3, two-way discussion. Examiner: do you think people in your country spend enough time in nature? Sample answer, band 6-7. I think it depends on the person. Some people in my country spend a lot of time in nature, especially those who live in rural areas. They often work in agriculture or have hobbies like fishing or hiking. But for people in big cities, it's harder. They're usually very busy with work and don't have much free time. Also, there aren't many natural areas in cities, so I'd say many city people don't spend enough time in nature. Sample answer. That's an intriguing question that touches on several aspects of modern life in my country. From my observation, there's a stark contrast between urban and rural populations when it comes to nature interaction. In rural areas, people tend to have more frequent and meaningful encounters with nature due to their proximity to natural environments and often nature-based livelihoods. However, the rapid urbanization we've witnessed in recent decades has led to a significant portion of our population becoming increasingly disconnected from nature. Urban dwellers, in particular, face several barriers to spending time in nature. The demands of modern work culture, with long hours and high stress levels, often leave little time for outdoor activities. Additionally, the lack of easily accessible green spaces in many cities exacerbates this issue. That said, there's a growing awareness of the importance of nature for physical and mental well-being. We're seeing more urban planning initiatives aimed at incorporating green spaces into city designs, and there's an increasing trend of people seeking out nature-based activities for recreation and stress relief. However, I believe there's still a significant gap between the ideal and reality. While the importance of nature is increasingly recognized, many people still don't prioritize it in their daily lives. This suggests a need for both infrastructural changes to make nature more accessible and cultural shifts to emphasize the value of spending time in natural environments. In conclusion, while some segments of our population maintain strong connections with nature, I believe that on the whole, we could benefit from fostering a stronger societal appreciation for and engagement with the natural world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Rejuvenating, adj, giving new energy or vigor to something. Example, I find a walk in the forest incredibly rejuvenating after a long week at work. Picturesque, adj, visually attractive, especially in a quaint or charming way. Example, the picturesque countryside was dotted with old stone cottages and grazing sheep. Idyllic, adj, extremely happy, peaceful, or picturesque. Example, we spent an idyllic afternoon by the lake, enjoying the sunshine and tranquility. Immerse, verb, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example, I love to immerse myself in nature, forgetting about all my daily worries. Ethereal, adj, extremely delicate and light in a way that seems not to be of this world. Example, the mist gave the forest an ethereal quality, as if we had stepped into another world. Cultivate, verb, to try to acquire or develop a quality, sentiment, or skill. Example, spending time in nature helps me cultivate a sense of peace and mindfulness. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a place you enjoy in nature, use varied vocabulary, incorporate a range of descriptive words, and avoid repetition. Use synonyms and idiomatic expressions where appropriate. Speak fluently. Practice speaking about your favorite natural places to improve your fluency. Try to speak at a natural pace without long pauses. Provide detailed responses. Don't just give short answers. Expand on your points and provide examples or personal experiences to support your ideas. Use complex sentence structures. Mix simple and complex sentences to demonstrate your command of English grammar. Show enthusiasm. Your tone and manner should convey genuine interest in the topic. This helps engage the examiner and showcases your ability to communicate effectively. Practice coherence. Ensure your ideas flow logically from one to another. Use linking words and phrases to connect your thoughts. Be prepared for follow-up questions. Think about related topics and be ready to discuss broader issues connected to nature and the environment. Remember, regular practice and exposure to English through various media can significantly improve your performance. Good luck with your IELTS speaking test. For more tips on describing places, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a place in your country that tourists love to visit. Describe a place where you had an unforgettable experience. Describe a place in your country that is known for its natural beauty. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.